Another day, another task, think fast with a whole nother mission complete.
Successful-ish.
Pick up the weight, press on, and act on the visions I see.
I'm successful-ish.
Sit back and bask in the glory of all the goals I achieve.
Successful-ish.
Lose a stack, get it back, reinvest, hope with, then I roll up my sleeve.
It's my birthday and I'll cry if I want to. Actually, I don't want to cry at all at this particular moment. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Successful-ish. I'm Sarah Michelle. And today I am celebrating my birthday. I don't know about you. I love birthdays. There's just something about it that just feels like a more unique holiday. Like this is a day that's just mine, that I get to make it what I want it to be. So I'm super excited to celebrate with you. And I'm actually feeling pretty great this year. I am officially tipping into my late 30s, moment of silence to process this. And I've sort of been time traveling these past few months. I decided to watch a bunch of old shows I wasn't allowed to watch back when they were actually popular. So I've watched Seinfeld, Felicity. You can skip that one if you haven't watched it. And I just finished Sex and the City. And I'm actually thankful that I didn't watch these until I did, because they are so much funnier to me now in my mid-30s than they would have been when they aired. And I also actually rewatched the entire Full House franchise, which is a very different experience when you realize that you are older than Danny Tanner. And it just gives you a completely different perspective on everything. So I don't know if I can say that I recommend it. It's a unique, sobering experience, but there is something kind of fun about watching those shows when you are actually at the age of certain characters. And I remember when my mom turned 30, it was a really big deal for her. She cried about it. It was this huge thing. We heard about it for months. Can't believe I'm turning 30. I can't believe I'm turning 30. And I just remember thinking that 30 must be this really big deal. Like, start picking out your coffin now. And when I turned 30, I 100% had a midlife crisis. For slightly different reasons, I had a lot of big plans about what 30 was going to look like, what my life was going to look like by the time I was 30. And for me, it was almost as if all of the prep work was supposed to take place in my 20s, and 30 was when everything was supposed to snap into place. And that's when life was really supposed to start. And as you may know, I spent my 29th birthday in divorce court, literally on my birthday, with my entire life shattering in front of me. And for whatever reason, going into 30, single, unemployed, essentially homeless, unraveling 3 decades of faith beliefs and worldviews, and deeply grieving my promised roles of wife and mom, it was really difficult. And I went from having the air quote perfect life. I was running a fairly lucrative hobby business while my husband made good income as a programmer. There were baby clothes hanging in the closet, and I was already in love with the baby that we had planned on adopting, even though I hadn't even met them yet. I lived in an adorable country house that I had decorated, just a quick drive out of Boston. I was debt-free with savings and a crystal clear plan that had brilliantly come to fruition. And I had the next few decades seamlessly planned out. I knew what I wanted my life to look like. I had this picture in my head that I was manifesting into reality. And then at 29, it just crashed and everything shattered in front of me. And honestly, it feels like another lifetime ago, even though it was really just a few years ago. The change that happened in me and in my life, transitioning from my 20s into my 30s, was astronomical. And if you've ever experienced a personal crisis, I mean, I think all of us experienced this to some extent going through COVID, or if you've deconstructed a religion or you've gone through a major change, perhaps you can relate with this. But the best way I can describe it is that between 29 and 30, I had to start over, like literally being reborn as a toddler and having to figure out everything all over again. And I have used the comparison before of video games, where if you've ever played a video game and your character is working its way through the levels and you get to whatever that magic level is, where you're about to get to the really, really cool level and you're almost at the end, and then your character just starts to blink and then dies, and then it gets picked up and sort of dropped back at the beginning of a previous level or back at the very beginning. That's kind of how it feels. And I had to figure out everything all over again, literally like being reborn. I had to figure out my career again because I had left my corporate world to start this hobby business and transition to mom. I had to figure out income again because divorce was not favorable in its economic outcome. I had to figure out my worldview, my beliefs, my ethics, my community and relationships and where to call home, everything. And then right when I started to feel like maybe I was finally catching some footing, the world shifted with a global pandemic. Womp womp. So you could say I spent a good chunk of my 30s birthdays crying. But 34 was actually a really great year. It had certainly its ups and downs. It was not without its panic attacks and unplanned chaotic moments. But for the most part, it was a really great year. I moved to a new community and finally accomplished my goal of purchasing my first home by myself, which was not the original dream, but honestly, it feels so much more badass this way. There is something immensely satisfying about seeing your name on the title and knowing that you made this happen and no one else. I started a new job. I get to work with a whole team of brilliant people who have the same mission I do, to sweeten the world through the power of storytelling. I've slowly rebuilt my community with real, healthy friendships and vibrant relationships. And life is not perfect. I am not perfect. But for the first time in a minute, I can honestly say that I am generally really happy. But I want to share with you something that I've been learning as I've been reflecting on this last year and my next year, something a little vulnerable. When I thought about what I wanted to share on this very special birthday episode, I thought, birthdays are celebrations, so this should be about celebration. And what I realized was that collectively as a society, we're pretty great about celebrating things like holidays and work wins and certain life milestones, but we kind of suck at celebrating ourselves and celebrating the big internal wins that have the greatest impact of anything, I think. And my immediate inclination when I think about my birthday is to think of it the same way as you would a New Year's resolution. This is my new year. What goals do I want to accomplish? What do I want to improve within myself? I think about my shortcomings, my flaws, my failures, and broken bits. I think about what I want to fix so that the next year I can feel more, quote, perfect. And I think very little of what I've done thus far. And I don't know if that is just a human nature thing or if maybe that's a me thing. I think that I have learned I'm very goal driven. And I'm also, I don't know what to call it, criticism driven. I think that for a combination of things, whether it was just being a firstborn kid who genuinely wanted to be good, growing up in a religion that practiced the belief of sanctification, which is essentially continually refining yourself to be as holy as you can be, really purging out all of the sin or all the naughties in your life, whether that is having critical parents who expected the very best out of me while also kind of expecting the worst out of me. For whatever reason, I think that I naturally am goal-driven and have an aggressive level of ambition of wanting to better myself, improve myself. And I think that this is, you know, it's okay. Self-improvement is great. I will always be pro that. But I think that as a society, we don't always do great at recognizing where we've come so far. And in that process of just focusing so heavily on the imperfections, on the things that need to be fixed, on what's yet to be completed, and missing everything that's been completed so far, I think we actually do ourselves a disservice. And the other piece of this realization is that the more critical that I am of myself, the more criticism I inadvertently invite in from others, because we teach people the way that we should be treated. Whether or not we realize it, we don't necessarily have to verbally tell someone how to treat us. We teach them through what we allow and through how we treat ourselves. And the more criticism that I inadvertently throw at others, that also comes from being critical of myself. And while I will always be an advocate for personal and professional development, the point of Successful-ish is not that we have to continually grind to get to the finish line. The point is that there is no finish line. To embrace the ish means to embrace this reality that being successful means we are full of successes. And those successes are made one at a time in tiny habits and daily wins. Why are we so focused on this non-existent finish line that we're missing the amazing successes we're experiencing every day? And these can be big things. Maybe you had a baby or got married or bought a home or started a new job, or maybe you got divorced or you left a toxic job or relationship. Maybe you recognized an unhealthy pattern or behavior and you started making efforts to change it. Maybe you put on pants, even though you just really wanted to hide under your blankets. Maybe you did something scary that helped you grow, or you made a new friend, or you cooked a healthy meal for yourself. Maybe you remembered to floss today. I don't know why, but it feels physically uncomfortable for me to celebrate myself. What if people think I'm arrogant? What if people think I'm conceited? What if I'm a narcissist and just don't know it? And I think I'm great, but other people think I suck. What if I step onto this pedestal and someone I love is ready to knock me back down with a dose of critique? And here's the thing. There are always going to be things we fail at. We are always going to have flaws and shortcomings, and that is the exquisite side effect of being human. And there will always be plenty of people waiting to point these things out. But let's not be those people. Let's choose to be the people who encourage and inspire and celebrate wins. So what I'm going to share today on this podcast is what I figured out so far, which is not a lot. This is something that I continually struggle with and I'm committed to working on. But thus far, here are my tips on how to celebrate better. Number one, shit goes in the toilet. When you catch a whiff of shit, whether it is from your own inner voice or the voice of someone else, remind yourself, shit goes in the toilet. It does not go in your heart. This can be really challenging. If it's your own internal voice, talk back to it. If your own internal voice starts shitting on you and says, you suck, ask it, says who? What is the evidence? And then present it with evidence on why you are actually awesome. And the trick with this is to be very specific. Because if you don't believe it, if it is not a statement that you can believe, your brain will reject it. And bullshit goes right down the toilet too. So let's say your inner voice says, you're alone and no one likes you. Maybe you respond with, who says, and you figure out if this statement even did come from anything real or if you just pulled it out of your butt. And then push back with evidence. No one is a universal statement. There are 6+ billion people on this planet, and I likely haven't even met 1 million of them. So it's impossible for me to know if no one likes me because I haven't even met everyone. Also, there are several people that I don't like. So it is okay if some people do not like me. It will feel a little awkward at first, but as you practice this, it will become more natural. And I think the trick is really to pause before internalizing. I think we move so fast in our society. We're such a microwave generation that we just immediately react and we immediately absorb everything. And the trick to this is to almost think of it as when these words are coming out of our internal voice or someone says them to us, before we absorb it, almost visualize kind of holding it in your hands, hold it open and look at it and say, is this something that I want to absorb? And if it's something that maybe it is a criticism, but maybe it's a helpful criticism that will help you grow, that is spoken from a place of healthy critique, then that's okay. But if someone is just shitting on you, it's okay to look at that and say, you know what? I hear it. Acknowledge it, but that's not something that improves me by letting it inside. So I am going to let that go and send all the shit down the toilet. Number two, celebrate others. Sometimes it's easier to work from the outside in. So get in the habit of calling out others' successes, and you will train yourself to genuinely start acknowledging these wins as wins worth celebrating. Number three, practice gratitude. I know you've heard this. I know it sounds like some hippy-dippy garbage, but there is actual science about how gratitude can rewire your brain. Google it. It is bonkers. Your brain literally rewires itself. So every time you have a negative thought or you hear a negative critique, counter it with three positives. Because here's the thing, we will always find what we are looking for. If you are car shopping and you're looking for a red Toyota, all of a sudden when you're out on the road, you are going to see a ton of red Toyotas driving around that you have never noticed before. So if you're looking for flaws, you are going to find them. But if you look for things to be thankful for and you look for things to celebrate, you'll find those. And this does not mean that we become ignorant optimists who never acknowledge flaws and leave no room for self-improvement. It just means that we give a more appropriate weight to self-improvement. There needs to be a balance. I am the biggest advocate for self-awareness. But true self-awareness means that we have to acknowledge the good along with the bad. We have to have that clear picture of who we are. And it will always be a mixed bag. And the objective is to be able to see that and then to respond to it rather than just to live in the negatives or live delusionally in the positives. It's all about that balance. And it's all about having that radical honesty with ourselves. Number four, literally celebrate. Call up some friends to go dancing or take your pup on a hike, take a class, try a new restaurant, listen to a band. Look for little ways to celebrate life every day. Give yourself something to look forward to and remind yourself that you and your one unique and irreplaceable life are worthy of being celebrated. So as I kick off 35, I will be celebrating all weekend with various birthday parties. And I am setting an intention for this next year to live lighter and to celebrate the wins and the failures along the way and truly embrace the ish. I hope that you will celebrate with me. If there's anything specific that I can celebrate with you, please email embracetheish@gmail.com or shoot me a message on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn @embracetheish. I would love to celebrate with you. I'm excited to continue sharing amazing conversations with you on this podcast, and I hope that this next year will be our very best yet.
Success and failure, none of the opposite ends. Curveball hits, gotta know where to bend. The attitude will affect destination. And if you determine when you're gonna make it. Live between successes makes life rich. Living every moment successful-ish. Live between successes makes life rich. Living every moment successful-ish. Hey, successful-ish. Another day, another task. Think fast with a whole nother mission complete. I'm successful-ish. Pick up the weight, press on, and act on the visions I see. I'm successful-ish. Sit back and bask in the glory of all the goals I achieve. Successful-ish. Lose a stack, get it back, reinvest, hope with, then I roll up my sleeve. I'm successful-ish. Another day, another task. Think fast with a whole nother mission complete. Successful-ish. Pick up the weight, press on, and act on the visions I see. I'm successful-ish. Sit back and bask in the glory of all the goals I achieve. Successful-ish. Lose a stack, get it back, reinvest, hope with, then I roll up my sleeve. Hey. All this weight on my arms, need both legs. In this race, but behind, need most steps. Had to swear the learning curve, hope I don't crash. Hit your nerves when reserves got low cash. When I fail, realize that it won't last. You made it through in the past, just look back. Successful-ish, you can see how it contrasts. Failures and wins, use the past and then bounce back. You can never win if you never go and do it. Failure is a hard road, rarely ever cruising. Embracing all my wins with a handful of losing. Expect the drought season when the plans going fluent. I can never really fail, it's all how you view it. It's all a lesson, just depends how you use it. Gather all the data and keep it all exclusive. Never ending journey and the growth is therapeutic. My identity is not in what you see, I am the better me. Mistakes others make, I see, have been teaching me. Compare yourself to others is an insult to tragedy. We are made unique, gotta use a gift collectively. Broke down my goals and a few look toesome. Can't take them back cause you already spoke them. Easily regressive, you don't stay focused. Focus, live between success and emotion. Successfully. Another day, another task. Think fast with a whole nother mission complete. I'm successful-ish. Pick up the weight, press on, and act on the visions I see. I'm successful-ish. Sit back and bask in the glory of all the goals I achieve. Successful-ish. Lose a stack, get it back, reinvest, hope with, then I roll up my sleeve. I'm successful-ish. Another day, another task. Think fast with a whole nother mission complete. Successful-ish. Pick up the weight, press on, and act on the visions I see. I'm successful-ish. Sit back and bask in the glory of all the goals I achieve. Successful-ish. Lose a stack, get it back, reinvest, hope with, then I roll up my sleeve.